The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. The old New England saying is, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. That's certainly true this year. This summer, hot sunny days have been followed by high humidity and sometimes severe thunderstorms. Unfortunately, the rain we're getting has been spotty. It may rain heavily in one town, but be bone dry a few miles away. So gardeners need to stay on their toes with watering. When watering annual flowers and veggies, water infrequently but deeply. By watering only a few times a week but soaking the soil down 6 inches, you'll encourage the roots to stay deep in the soil and be less likely to dry out. Frequent sprinkling, wetting only the top of the soil, encourages roots to stay on the surface and makes the plant more likely to suffer from drought. Hand water with a hose or set up a soaker hose. Try not to wet the leaves to reduce the amount of disease that forms. Newly planted trees and shrubs are particularly susceptible to drying out. Soak a new tree at least 8 to 10 inches deep each time. To tell if you've added enough water, push a long screwdriver or metal stake into the soil after watering. If it slides down without resistance, that's enough water. If there's resistance, add some more. Another technique is to count to 30 as you water with a moderate flow from the hose. You can also use gator bags on your trees and shrubs. These plastic sleeves fit around the plant. Once filled with 15 to 20 gallons of water, they slowly seep the water out and keep the plant roots moist. Fill them up twice a week if it doesn't rain. And now for this week's tip. Remove spent lettuce, radish, and spinach to make room for fall planting. Amend the soil with compost and plant fall carrots, beets, and greens. Keep beds well watered and shaded to keep the soil cool to help germination. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about the squash vine borer. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.